So good day for the Franklin Purple Devils. About a minute in here to the second half. Delhi now going left to right. They're in the white with the maroon trim. An early chance here for the Bulldogs, but the UF defense now going right to left is able to shut the door there with Xander Johnson. But stolen back here by the DA as they come out of the halftime break with some good energy. Ball out of bounds will stay with Delhi.
Energy is exactly what it was. I saw them. They were kind of jumping up and down. They were clapping. Coach Bruce must have said something to them at halftime because they definitely have more energy coming out. And I'm really interested in the field condition down here, though, for Delhi, because they're going down into the more of the muddy area. One ball going in and skipping by the goalkeeper, they're right back in the game here.
Yeah, because, you know, Unitego Franklin had so much traffic down here in that first half. This side to our right definitely got beat up a little bit more in terms of the field.
Absolutely. You can see who had most of the possession just by looking at the field.
Ball bouncing to midfield here for the Bulldogs. Unlucky trap there. Bouncing back to Unitego Franklin. They'll feed one to Kingsbury on the right side, trying to step through. Lost the touch. It's going to roll out of bounds and will stay here with UF. So again, early second half here. Thanks for joining us on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. And stay tuned later. We will give out our three awards, as we normally do, for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game, brought to you by NBT Bank, Marabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. Ball sent to midfield here for the Bulldogs. They'll chip one ahead. They're going left to right. They're stringing some good passes together, Rich.
They've had better possessions to start this half already. Delhi looks like they have more of a game plan. They've made some adjustments, and I think they might get some opportunities here. They've definitely possessed the ball more. Now can they make that second, third pass to get a good shot?
And they've hung around, only trailing 1-0 here, so you just need that one break sometimes, and they could be back in this game. Or can UF put their foot on the gas? We'll see. Kingsbury to the right side, trying to go for the corner. Gets bodied up. Ball deflects to the near corner. Kingsbury steps through. Right corner of the box, still in possession. Falling down, a shot and a great save there by Tabor Reed as he knocked it away.
Wow, Reed has definitely kept Delhi in the game, and that's a perfect example right there. If Kingsbury scores there, the game might be out of reach. Great, great ball. But this is now you got your lefty corner kick guy taking it right here, who you talked about. This might be perfect for him.
Yeah, Braden Johnson with the corner, and what a shot there by Kingsbury in traffic. Falling down, he let that one go. And here's a curving ball from Braden Johnson, deflected in the box, tipped out of bounds, and we'll have another corner on the left side.
It's a really interesting strategy by UF. They have him taking the lefty and the righty corner kicks. I would have thought maybe they would want someone with a right foot to get one bending back towards the goal, but hey, I'm not the UF coach, so.
We're about 5 minutes into the second half here. It's still a 1-0 lead for UF over the Delhi Bulldogs. Of course, UF is led by longtime Franklin head coach Alicia Lang. A great chip into the box here, and they try to head ball with Xander Johnson on the far side, but it sailed over the bar, and a good opportunity there just goes wide. But I was saying, Alicia always does a great job with her teams.
I'm not gonna question her. She's been around for a long time. She knows what she's doing. She knows way more soccer than I do, and I've known Alicia for a long time, and I would never question her. She'd yell at me. She'd probably turn around and yell at me from up here.
What'd you think of that last corner? That was a good look.
I like the corner kick a lot, and I think that UF had two great opportunities, and now maybe got them going a little bit more. Maybe they're moving a little bit more quicker. Just a little lethargic coming out of that at the half here.
UF with a ball down the left side. Remind me, I have a point here, and this will actually, I'll bring it up right now. Rich, watch the throw-ins these days. I know they've changed some rules, but it's like anything goes these days. It's crazy to me.
So when I played for Mario Reyes, a great soccer mind, and he would always tell us if the ball was spinning at all in an opposite or different direction, it's a legal throw. We would always have to have the correct spin on, and I always thought the referees looked for that. But it's obviously not happening tonight because the ball's definitely taking a lot of weird spins on the throw-ins.
Well, in the last year or so, and I would have to ask somebody, I feel like they did make a change officially to kind of just, you don't see the illegal throw call very much at all. I see feet that come off the ground. I see throws that kind of come from a side angle or not behind the head. I feel like they've kind of just chosen to look away. And I don't know what the official stance is on that. We'll have to find out, but it's
I don't know if there's any official rule change, because I've been to the last, you know, bunch of soccer interpretation meetings, and throw-ins definitely haven't been brought up. But I mean
you know how strict they were.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
I mean, right there, I mean, that throw-in looked fairly good, but it was kind of to the side. It just looks awkward.
Centering pass here for UF, finding Chase Burtzel on the left side, but this Delhi defense has become a cement wall back there, and there's not a lot of room to breathe for UF. They chip it out, Delhi to midfield. We're about 7 minutes into the second half, and it's still a 1-0 lead for Unitego Franklin over Delhi.
I just feel like Delhi doesn't push up enough. I mean, they have plenty of guys to push up here and give more of an opportunity.
Could that be the strategy? Hey, let's keep this close, and let's hope for the one opportunity or two that you get in a half, and you got to try to cash it in. Here's Kingsbury, top of the 18. There's just nowhere for him to go there. A good block, and they don't let him get it off. Maybe that's the thinking there.
Or maybe the strategy is to pack it in until the last 20 minutes and then just go out and play. Who knows what the strategy is? We aren't the coaches, but I just feel like there's large gaps in the Delhi defense.
Top of the 18 again for Kingsbury. He does let one off here, but again, it can't get through too much traffic. And this one will roll in on net. Second chance opportunity there for UF. Won't go through for Rashad Keel.
For instance, you look here when the keeper throws the ball out, half of the Delhi guys are turning and walking up the field. They're not even running. It's almost their strategy is to play on their side of the field and look for that one opportunity.
It's worked a couple of times for them this year, and maybe that's what they've decided to do here early in the second half, trailing 1-0. We're 8 minutes in. Under the lights tonight in Unitego, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. Glad to have you along. Also on WCDLSports.com, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. We're going to step away for 60 seconds, and we'll be back. High school soccer tonight on CDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled in attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shenandoah Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Again, Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're about 10 minutes into the second half, and the Unitego Franklin boys are on top of Delhi 1-0. Here is Xander Johnson all the way in the back on defense. He's able to clear it up and out, but Delhi finding a few more opportunities here in terms of possession, at least, as they try to find a way to break through. Left side here for the Bulldogs again, turned away. Kingsbury now will approach midfield for Unitego Franklin. Kingsbury dribbling down, and again, just not a lot of room to operate here, Rich, for Unitego Franklin with Delhi. I mean, where the ball is right now, there's six, maybe seven guys in the back.
Yeah, and it's just, it's been a defensive struggle on both sides. Delhi can't get a pass his half field, and Delhi really can't get a pass their 18. It's really been a defensive battle. We have a nice ball here, though.
Good ball in here for Delhi. They're going to have an opportunity. They streak into the box, falling down here, but again, no call, as Bryce Livingood was ready to let one rip, and he was going toe-to-toe with the defense and fell down.
And we had an excellent view of that, Nate. There was no foul there. That was a great call by the official not to react to the play.
Going to have another chance to hit him through on a through ball, and slide tackle this time is going to get a call,
yeah.
And a good free kick chance here for the Bulldogs from about 25 yards out, I would say.
See, now that one was the right call because he got all the body. The referees made two great calls, one by not making the call, then that one was the absolute right call.
Delhi asking for 10 here on the wall, so they're going to stop the clock.
You always know it's a good sign, right, when the photographer's running down to get a good vantage point of this. They're calling for a stoppage of the clock, and the clock is stopped.
Yep.
Usually they don't stop the clock in that situation. I don't know why they stopped it there. Now they did run it there, so.
Free kick is a good look, but a nice save. Kind of went right into the chest there of Aiden Ross as it snaked around the wall that they set up, and he was right there.
It was really a good play by the goalie not to let it rebound off him either to give him a second shot. So, good play. That was probably the first time that the UF keeper has been challenged tonight.
Yeah, that was a good look. Straight away free kick for Delhi from, again, about 25, maybe 28 yards out. And they curled it around the wall, but Aiden Ross was right there to make the save. So we're 12 minutes in to the second half under the lights here at Unitego. Fun to bring you a non-league soccer contest between Unitego Franklin and the Delhi Bulldogs.
So we got a subs coming in. Yep, a little line change here. Notice also the Delhi is attacking more on the right side. They weren't doing that as much this time. They might have made an adjustment. They're attacking more on the right side than they were in the beginning of the game. They were kind of going up to the middle of the left side. So maybe an adjustment there by Coach Bruce to play the ball more over out towards us, Nate.
So Delhi going left to right. And they'll try to work one into the right corner here. Little give-and-go move, and now they try a centering pass that doesn't connect and will sail out of bounds. So a goal kick coming here for the Spartan Devils.
Probably not the best opportunity there. Coach Bruce is talking to his player, maybe try to work something else in. Looked like he was trying to cross, but I think Coach Bruce actually think he was trying to shoot it there. See how UF is working the ball up the side or up the field by the passes instead of just giving it back on a goal kick? That's what I'm surprised more high school teams don't do that. Whenever you see, you know, Delhi tonight, their goalie gets it, they kind of launch it back to the back line of Franklin, hoping they'd misplay it. UF, they play a short pass, and they maintain possession. I wish more high school teams would make that short pass. I think that's a testament to Coach Lang and her staff of trusting your players and their skills and working the ball from the back.
Yeah, what I hear from a lot of coaches is we can't maybe trust the process there of if we can't afford to give up that field position if we give it away.
I know that Alicia and her husband, JJ, do a lot of foot skill training in the summertime, and I think that's a testament of it right there. They have good skills, they trap the ball, and they can make that play when a lot of the schools just launch the ball and get it out of there. I think that's great coaching. I think that's great off-season workouts, so testament to their program.
Well, I also think that long goal kick plays into what we were talking about earlier. Again, about 26 minutes to go here in this second half, and a 1-0 lead for Unitego Franklin over the Delhi Bulldogs. The Delaware League, I find the physicality comes when the ball's in the air. They have a lot of coaches in that league that demand you win balls in the air, and that's because they play along a lot of long, deep balls like that. So you see that style of being in the air more than the ground game, I think, in the Delaware League.
They are certainly looking for 26 a lot more, Delhi is, and they're setting him up. They're placing him right on the back line. So they're hoping to get him in a foot race with the defenders.
Here's Braden Johnson trying to have a centering pass here across from the left wing, but another good scoop up by Tabor Reed.
See, and then here comes Delhi just punting the ball, and now it's going to go right to the Franklin defender.
This one takes a Delhi bounce, but UF is able to corral it back in. And now Delhi will take it back with Risden Reed. Reed just having to hop over a defender there who went in on the slide tackle. Out of bounds, it will stay with the Bulldogs. To me, Rich, it feels like Delhi has had more energy here in the second half, and more opportunities are coming because of it.
More energy, more opportunities, but what's interesting is they just took 26 out, so are they putting somebody else up there with speed, or is this Coach Bruce's mentality come in, give him a five-minute breather for that last push of the game? Maybe that's what it is.
Down the right side on a throw-in. Delhi trying to center the ball here. It's knocked away, but then scooped back up. A heck of a shot
Wow.
here, but a save by Aiden Ross, as that was Bryce Burrows with a bullet, tried to go upper right corner, and Ross was there for the save.
That was a beautiful shot. Great spin on the ball, and the keeper played the spin perfectly. That was a great Delhi's best opportunity so far.
Wow, a great upper 90 shot, and Ross was equal to it. And you have to wonder, too, here, playing under the lights, the shadows, it's a little tougher to see, but he was able to track that ball nicely.
You know, a name we haven't said much here in the second half is Kingsbury. We haven't said much about him. He hasn't had a lot of touches on the ball. UF is usually better when he has the ball in his hands, but that's basketball, at his feet. So, I mean, that might be a strategy here for Coach Lang and what do they call them, the Spartan Devils? You got to get your best players a little bit more touch on the ball here.
One thing from talking to UF this year, both the players and the coaching staff, is here's Bertzel with a good shot, but it sails up over the bar. Is they've had times where they have played very, very well. A big win over South Courtright and then Edmiston in the Mayor's Cup, where they really had a lot of energy and put up a lot of points. And then they've had confusing games where they've won 1-0, 2-1, where they said our energy wasn't there, our style of play wasn't there. So they are looking to get more consistent, I think, is what I've heard from the Spartan Devils.
I think their style of play is good. I do think their energy is not as high as it was in the beginning of the game. I think Delhi's got more energy at the moment. But I like their style of play. I don't think they're possessing as much as they should right now.
I think they're just looking for more consistency, talking to them. And, you know, they'll fall asleep sometimes, they've been saying, in long stretches of games. Here's a nice run for the Spartan Devils. But, again, that Bulldogs defense right there to try to clear. Pinballing around. It takes a UF bounce. Comes back to the far side. They try a long shot on net. They can't get through. And it's just so packed in there with Bulldogs, it's tough to get it through. 22 minutes left here in this second half. And UF still leading 1-0. A great ball from Kingsbury into the left corner here for UF. Kingsbury will get it back. Left corner of the box. Dancing. Tries to feed one in, but again, bounces and ricochets off a leg. Kingsbury again works it back, finds Clapper straight away. Nice cutback move, left foot shot just wide left with 22 to go. Great looking shot.
Delhi got lucky there. That was a great opportunity. Coach Bruce basically had a sigh of relief when he saw that go wide. That was a great opportunity by UF, and that might have put it out of distance.
I love the cutback there by Clapper to open that up. Most guys probably would have just said, okay, right foot only, and they wouldn't have gotten that shot off. But it was excellent and well done there by Clapper. Johnson to the outside. Bounces off a Delhi player. Long throw in coming here for UF.
Two different styles, right? UF is the passing game. They want to pass it all over the place, and they just want to get the best through ball or the best opportunity, where Delhi is just kind of launching it at the back line and wanting to get in a foot race with you.
All right. Really interesting.
Two different strategies.
About 21 minutes left here, second half. Still a 1-0 lead for UF over Delhi. Let's step away for 60 seconds. High school boys soccer tonight here on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
20 minutes to go here in this second half. Still a 1-0 lead for Unitego Franklin over Delhi. Here's Clapper finding Kingsbury with a shot again just over the bar. And if these guys were on the football team, they would have had several field goals here tonight.
I feel like Unitego Franklin is doing a little bit more one-on-one here in the second half, and they're not getting as close to the goal as they were in the first half. They're taking more shots from, say, 20, 25 yards out, instead of like in the beginning of the game where they're working it and getting balls closer to the 10-yard mark.
Here's Jake with another through ball pass here for Unitego Franklin. Defense was there breaking it up as he couldn't get it through. Again, just another look at that out-of-town scoreboard as we did have some stats come in as Franklin defeated Delhi earlier today, 4-0 on the girls' side. Shannon Kingsbury adding two goals there. And Valentina Temple scoring one goal. And Riley McNamara scores her first varsity goal there as that report comes in from Franklin head coach J.J. Lang. So thank you to him.
So here comes 26 back in the game for Delhi. He was kind of their big speed threat. Let's see if Unitego Franklin kind of marks him up and knows where he is, because he was the one that was getting most of the opportunities. But his footing isn't great out there. I'm kind of watching him running around, and he's kind of running gingerly in the sense that he can't get good footing. He's not hurt by any means, but he's just kind of afraid to slip, I believe.
Yeah, this is tough right now. You got to figure that this grass, certainly wet, chewed up a little bit from the rain the last few days, and has to be tough to get the true footing that you want. Kingsbury to the left side will feed one to Chase Bertzel, who has our lone goal here today. The goal was from Bertzel, and he got the assist from Jake Kingsbury just about 10 minutes into the game. Clapper with a pass to the far side, trying to set up an opportunity. Again, cleared by the Bulldogs back line with 18 minutes left. And Unitego Franklin boys leading 1-0. High school soccer, a non-leaguer here tonight, the Tri-Valley versus the MAC. And this is Delhi at midfield, but stolen back here by Unitego Franklin. Putting on the brakes, Kingsbury in front of his own bench, lost control. It will still be a throw-in, though, for the Spartan Devils.
Delhi is playing a little bit with a little bit more urgency as well. You know, you see 12 out here playing a little bit more aggressively for Delhi. And I think it's giving UF a little bit of a little harder of a time. They aren't getting the ball as close as they did.
Delhi with another clear. This one over the top of the UF defense. And Delhi trying to run on hard, but Xander Johnson's able to push that away to the far side.
And that is the first time I heard all game Coach Bruce telling his team to push up, push up. You haven't heard that a lot from him, which I was talking about with those gaps. And now it looks like they're possessing the ball and they're getting up a little bit more. It'd be interesting if he moves that defensive line up any more than he has.
Yeah, about 17 minutes left, still a 1-0 game. So Delhi has hung around and they're giving themselves a chance. And we all know soccer can be that game where you just need the one chance and you tie it up or maybe win a game late because of a good bounce.
And, you know, in soccer, it's funny, it always happens around like the 10-minute mark or the 8-minute mark. You always see a goal by one of the teams. One of the teams makes an adjustment, tries to push the game to a limit. Like, you know, Delhi might push everybody up and UF gets a transition goal or something.
Here's Bertzel with a good look. He's got Clapper on the far side, and they chip it in. But another good save by Tabor Reed, scooping that one out of the mud.
See, he looked like he was offside to me, but the official was right there and didn't call it. That was close.
Actually, I think that was David Lamb, yes, on the far side with that shot, as now this is Clapper trying to make a run of his own. Delhi will take it away, get it back to midfield. Xander Johnson, I think, is doing a real nice job here trying to prevent that through ball. And this time Delhi will grab it and take it to the right corner, but he's trying to prevent that from going up the middle. Ball knocked out of bounds, will stay with the Bulldogs with 16 minutes left.
So right here, is Delhi going to move everybody up? They're not yet. That's one of those illegal throw-ins you're talking about.
It's like, yeah, it's just, I mean, a long time ago, I feel like that always got the call, and I see that 5 nights a week now and no call.
We're not going to call players out, but he literally was facing one way, turn midway through, and he spins and turns the other way. That would have definitely been illegal and during our time.
And it doesn't bother me, and I'm fine with it, and it's not any a knock on the officials. I've noticed it over the last few years that it just seems kind of way different than it used to be.
That was an illegal throw. I'm going to call the officials out on that.
A throw here. As Delhi floats one into the box, this is going to be an opportunity for the Bulldogs. They just couldn't get the space they needed. UF is able to clear it back out about 15 yards.
And you said it perfectly. The one Delhi guy was in the way of number 26 from firing that ball. And kudos to 26 for not firing it right into the back of his teammate. Interesting call here on Kingsbury on a trip, so it's going to give Delhi a free kick. And it looks like Coach Bruce is setting something up here. The old classic, putting everybody on the far side. We're going to just probably loft it up to the goalie here.
Yeah, Burrows will take the free kick, and it doesn't get enough air underneath it. Xander Johnson is able to get his body on it and clear it out.
I would definitely say that Delhi's possessed the ball much, much more in this half and giving themselves some chances here.
UF chipping it down the field. Tabor Reed coming all the way out, lets this roll to the edge of the box and then scoops it up with about 14 and a half minutes to go. A punt ahead by Reed. Takes a good Delhi bounce. They'll run onto it here with Riera.
Very good trap by Riera and then played it to 26. Beautiful play.
Here is Living Good, but it was just knocked away by a screaming back David Clapper, who took it right off his foot before he could let it rock.
Yeah, Riera played that ball really, really well to 26, and 26 had an opportunity. Now look at this. Just what I thought here. Now Delhi's moving. Look, the first time their defense is on the other side of the field. Coach Bruce is making adjustments here with under 20 minutes left, and they're going to go for it here.
They float one into the box on a throw-in. Kingsbury, though, is able to clear, and Braden Johnson's going to save it before it goes out of bounds. But Delhi's able to steal it right back, and the Bulldogs are playing, it seems like, with more energy at the moment, desperately trying to claw their way back into this game. Centering pass, Clapper steals it out of there and then boots it down the right side of the field. Delhi's defense having to chase it back with about 13 minutes to go here. Ball near midfield. We're going to step away for 60 seconds and take another break here before we hit the home stretch with Unitego Franklin boys leading Delhi 1-0 under the lights here tonight at Unitego. It's high school soccer on WCDO.
At Community Bank, putting our customers first has been our philosophy for more than 157 years. By providing exceptional, friendly service, we help individuals, businesses, and municipalities manage their finances to make the most of their money and their life. As a full-service bank, we offer checking and savings accounts, all kinds of loans and mortgages, and helpful, smart advice. Stop into any branch or visit cbna.com. Community Bank. Bank happy. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Community Bank is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. A long run here by Delhi, but Xander Johnson is able to clear it out. But Delhi has been knocking hard on the door here with 12 minutes to go. They trail 1-0. High school boys soccer tonight. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in our Main Street Sydney studio. And, Rich, again, we said during the break, it appears that this has kind of been the game plan for Delhi. They wanted to sit back, try to keep this a close game, and now they're looking for the equalizer late.
Yeah, they're pushing their defense up now. And, really, you're just worried that Unitego Franklin gets a counter. But, you know, the defense is holding strong here by Delhi.
Here's Braden Johnson with a nice chop-back move and slips at the top of the box. And you can see both sides have been a little frustrated with the slippery field conditions here late in the second half.
That would probably be the first time I've seen a goal scoring opportunity be taken away from someone. He was frustrated because he was going to rip one there.
Long ball played ahead here by UF, but again, the goalkeeper Tabor Reed is there. Both goalies have been tremendous tonight. Tabor Reed for Delhi and Aiden Ross for Unitego Franklin as we come up on 10.5 to go here in this contest.
Ooh, that's an interesting play there.
We'll have a call at midfield. What'd they call the high kick there? No.
No, he called a push on the UF kid, and he was just kind of holding his ground. And what's he calling?
I was going to say, I thought maybe it was the high kick on the Delhi defender there.
Because I don't know if that wasn't a push, so they called that dangerous play.
Yep. So here is Chase Bertzel taking his time, directing traffic. He's about 30 yards out straight away from the cage with 10:20 to go, and UF leading 1-0. Bertzel chips it, puts it on frame, but that's easy money there for Tabor Reed.
He was hoping there was going to be a rebound off the goalie, but the goalie played it cleanly. He was telling Kingsbury to go in there for the rebound shot. It was good strategy. He made the keeper play it cleanly.
Delhi with the ball on the right-wing side in front of the benches. Ball out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Bulldogs.
You know what I'm going to say, though, is I've seen a lot of good sportsmanship with these guys. They're picking each other up. You haven't had any opportunities for cards out here so far today. You know, we've been talking a lot about sportsmanship here in Section 4, and I've seen it numerous times today on both sides, both teams picking each other up. So kudos to both teams.
Delhi with the ball. trying to clear it out after that throw-in, but Chase Burtzell steals it back here for UF. A beautiful chip into the box, pinballing around. Braden Johnson running onto it, but a save, sliding save by Tabor Reed with 9.5 to go. Good chance is just knocked away.
I'd be shaking my head, too, if I was Coach Bruce, because that was just miscommunication. Three guys kicked the ball for Delhi, and he's saying, talk to each other, right? Don't let that happen. Stay in the game here. Regroup. He's saying all those things the coaches say. And we are going to have an opportunity here for a corner kick for UF.
And so this is Braden Johnson again from the left corner. Boots one in. This one to the top of the box for Kingsbury. Shovels one down low. Burtzell with a shot. No. Xander Johnson a rebound. That's deflected away, and it's going to roll out for a long throw-in deep in that right corner.
It bounced off the corner flag, and all the Delhi guys were all motioning throw. They didn't want another corner kick.
8.5 to go here, second half. A throw-in for UF deep into the box off of a Delhi header they're able to clear. So Unitego Franklin, an early goal. That goal came about 10 minutes into the game. The lone goal from Chase Burtzell, the assist from Jake Kingsbury. The difference right now in this non-league battle under the lights. High school soccer tonight on CDL. Here's a chance for Delhi. Down the right side of the field. Working their way in. Sliding back is Clapper. The goalie comes out. Ross is able to get a piece of it. Now he's got to go sprinting back into the goal. And Delhi tried to center it, but it sails out of bounds. Wow, good chance.
Just couldn't swing those hips around enough to get the ball into the center of the goal mouth. But Delhi definitely had Franklin on their heels there. Unitego Franklin. Sorry, I keep on doing that.
Goal kick here from Xander Johnson. He slipped on that one, and both teams are really slipping and sliding. As that ball punched out of bounds, it'll be a throw-in for Delhi.
As we said to start the half, Nate, is this an advantage to Delhi or Franklin with this side of the field being so beat up? Can Delhi get a good, clean shot? We're stopping the clock here.
Yeah, we're stopping the clock because that ball went
flying.
It went over the fence.
Tell Tom Glidden to go get that ball.
And they don't have a ball boy here at the moment, so they're trying to get another ball up for this throw-in.
Boy, that's always good when you make the head coach run after the ball on the far side.
Coach Bruce doing some laps here as he's going to scoop up a couple of those balls behind the net and to make sure that they'll have them next time they go out. So 7:37 to go.
So going back to our conversation, is this an advantage for Delhi or is this an advantage for Franklin that this side of the field is so beat up? I don't know. Because can Delhi even get a clean shot with the field so beat up on this side?
Bulldogs trying to work one in, and it's going to sail out of bounds for a goal kick. We'll take one last break here, 60-second break. 1-0 lead, Unitego Franklin on top of Delhi on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Waste Recovery Enterprise of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area. We have all size roll containers for construction debris and household cleanouts. And our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, 6 minutes to go, second half. Unitego Franklin boys soccer leading Delhi 1-0. The Bulldogs trying to throw everything in the kitchen sink here at UF in the last 6 minutes. Nate Lowe and Rich Turnbull with you back here on CDO. And here comes Braden Johnson down the left side of the field. Cuts one back to the middle. Here's Clapper. They got numbers. Clapper to the right side, feeding one down low. A shot from in close, just not enough mustard on it. Goes back left side for Braden Johnson. His shot is knocked away. And Delhi trying to clear, and they will down the right side.
I was just getting ready to say about a minute before that, Nate, that it looked like Franklin's, the Unitego Franklin's just kind of holding on here, right? They're just kind of waiting, running the time off, and Delhi is doing everything kind of just just go, 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 and UF looks like they just want the clock to run out. It's dangerous when teams play like that. It's really dangerous, and you kind of just play all the way to the end, but it's, I mean, they're not trapping the ball as well. They're not possessing the ball as well as they did in the first half. You're seeing a lot more miscues for UF, and Delhi's putting more pressure on them. It just doesn't, it feels like we're going to see something happen here in this last 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes to go. Will we see some fireworks? Could Delhi possibly tie this game up? Some slippery, muddy field conditions here on the Unitigo football field. As this end to our right has really seen a lot of the play here this afternoon and into this evening.
All right, I got to say it again because you mentioned it before. That time the thrower looked like he was shooting a basketball.
You're noticing it more now,
aren't
you?
I am noticing it now, and it's going to drive me crazy.
To me, I don't know what it is. And I want to say, like 2 years ago, one of the officials said to me that they kind of backed off on calling those. So we'll have to ask for sure. Here's Kingsbury down the left side as we come up on 4 minutes to go. A nice run here from Jake for UF. And just has his pocket picked at the last second by Risden Reed, and he's able to clear.
We haven't said Kingsbury's name much this half. I think that's, you know, a testament to Delhi. They've taken him away, and they're getting more opportunities.
Bulldogs with a throw-in down at the right wing sideline. Clapper steals it. Crisp passing here from Clapper down the left side. Working in, what will he decide to do? Cuts it back to the outside. A centering pass is just poked away as Braden Johnson was coming in, but he was about a half a second late.
Their defensive back saved it because I don't think the goalie was going to get it, and there was a UF Franklin or Unitigo Franklin guy on the far post. He would have just tapped that in. I think the defensive guy definitely saved the game there for Delhi. I don't think the keeper gets that.
I love watching Clapper in those situations because he creates so well for UF, and that was a great example of it there. A corner kick here from Braden Johnson with 3:20 left. Sends a booming ball to the back post. They try to get ahead on it, deflected away. Here's David Lamb, and his centering pass is off of a Delhi defender out of bounds.
So if I'm Delhi, I don't like this right here because I think that UF has a better opportunity with the guy that takes the corner kick on the left side. I think they have better scoring opportunities right here. I would be nervous right now if I was Coach Bruce. I don't like this shot. I don't like this play right here.
Well, and you're running out of time, too. That clock is really moving with 2:50 to go. Here's a good boot there, but Tabor Reed scooping that one up said no.
That goalie's played a heck of a game back there for Delhi. He's kept them in the game.
Long pass ahead here for UF as they get it back to midfield. And it's knocked out of bounds with the throw-in for Delhi with 2.5 to go.
Coach Bruce is ordering the troops. You got to move up. Everybody's got to move up.
Stay tuned.
He's moving everybody up. See, the whole field's coming up now.
Stay tuned for the post-game show. Maybe we'll have a hero for Delhi to give one of our awards to, but that throw-in bounces off of a Delhi leg out of bounds and back to the Spartan Devils. And so this will be a throw-in for UF down the right side and, again, takes a UF bounce out of bounds with exactly 2 minutes to go here at Unitigo High School.
You can't score without the ball. Delhi's got to get the ball here. Possess it and go.
Delhi will steal the throw-in, gets it to midfield. Can they get something going? A great reversal of the field there for Delhi. Can they get there? UF's able to knock it out of bounds.
That chair might have been the MVP for Delhi, keeping that ball close.
Yeah, otherwise that was going to roll all the way down the track, but it hits a chair and stays in. So the Bulldogs will get it to midfield. They try to get it to the corner. They have a man. Can they get the centering pass? UF collapsing on defense. Bodies flying in the box. Delhi wanted a call, but they won't get it. Looks like they're going to say this ball went out of bounds and will be a corner for Delhi.
I don't know about that call. I don't think the ball went out of bounds, but hey, we're way up there and they're down here, or wherever you want to say.
1:15 to go. A corner kick here from the right corner for DA. They're trying to get everybody in the box. Only one guy is back. Good ball. This one into the box, pinballing around. Can they get the shot off? No. And then a second chance opportunity goes wide to the right with under a minute to go, 55 seconds left.
Probably should have tapped the back to the guy taking the corner kick there, but just probably inexperienced, not really knowing what to do in that situation. You're not really going to probably get a great shot there. Tap it back to the guy and send it back into the middle. 40, get a better shot.
40 seconds left, and the Unitigo Franklin boys have a 1-0 lead trying to hang on here under the lights at Unitigo. Kingsbury to midfield. Delhi will scoop it back, and you got to give credit to this Bulldogs team. They do not go quietly. Still have 25 ticks left. Johnson to midfield, lost control of it. Here's Delhi with the ball. Kingsbury with a clear. Down to 15 seconds left. Can Delhi get one last push at midfield? They'll try to chip it in. Xander Johnson with a good chest, and he'll clear it away. Down to 5 seconds left, and that'll do it. Unitego Franklin is going to pick up the 1-0 victory here in a non-leaguer under the lights as they improve to 8-1 on the season here, Rich.
Kudos to Delhi there for, you know, bouncing back in that, you know, probably really bad first 10 minutes of the game. They made that a game here in the last 20 minutes. They took the momentum from UF, and they made it a game. I mean, if you told me, I was probably regretting coming all the way over here if you asked me 10 minutes into the game. But they made that a game. It was a fun high school game to watch. Coach Bruce doesn't seem overly upset. I mean, you never want to lose, but a lot of positivity over here on the Delhi side.
He said to me during the pregame today that he thought that this was just a win-win for his club, playing a very good team, probably one of the top teams in the Tri-Valley. You come here, you learn, you get better, because they're in a real battle for their division right now. They have a chance to maybe make the MAC championship game if they can win some games down the stretch, and he thought this would prepare him for that.
Look at this, Nate. Everybody's come over here and you know, fist pumping the officials. We've been talking a lot about sportsmanship. Really cool what you're seeing out here. And it was a good, clean game. I mean, we barely noticed the officials. They did a good job. What I liked what Coach Bruce did is he went right up to his goalkeeper and basically gave him a hug and said, thank you for keeping me in the game here, buddy. That goalkeeper played a heck of a game for Delhi. He was good. He made a lot of key plays and kept Delhi in the game.
All right, we're going to take one last quick break. We'll come back with the post-game show, give out our three awards. A 1-0 final here. Unitego Franklin wins a close one over Delhi, and certainly a fun game here under the lights at Unitego High School. We'll have our three awards coming up in the post-game show on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
At NBG Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBG, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back one last time, Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull, live under the lights here at Unitego High School. Again, thanks for listening as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. I know a few people reported in there. There might have been some blipping on the online stream there tonight. We apologize for that. Hope everything was okay. And that you got the gist of what was going on here for tonight's game. So, again, 1-0, the final. Chase Burtzel, the goal from Jake Kingsbury early on was the difference. So, Rich, let's get into our three awards. How's that sound?
Yeah, when you're thinking about the awards, I think that the difference in the game when I'm looking back, that is the Franklin, Unitego Franklin team just did a tremendous job possessing the ball. And I said it once before, it's testament to the coaching staff, right, for all those workouts they do in the summer and all those great things they do, those agility camps that I always see on your Twitter or X account. I just think that they were just skilled, and they played a heck of a game. They might have got a little tired, and Delhi definitely changed their strategy after the game, but kudos to Coach Lang and her staff for getting her kids prepared. And I'm really interested now that I've watched them, to see how far they do go in Class C. I'm really excited to watch them.
Yeah, that Class C bracket will certainly be tough come sectional time, but they will be ready to go for sure. So let's give out our three awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is brought to you by NBT Bank. Top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. Let's go with Chase Burtzel here from Unitego Franklin. He gets the lone goal tonight. And, boy, that was a nice shot early on. And who knew at that point, you know, they were passing the ball so well, it looked like they were going to score five or six tonight, but that ends up being the game winner.
I thought that was going to be one of many goals for Unitego Franklin, just the way they controlled the game, they controlled the possession, and they just really dominated the first 20 minutes of the game. I don't even think Delhi had the ball. So kudos to, I think you said, Burtzel, right, for scoring
yes.
the goal. Well-deserved, and Unitego Franklin just really dominated the game the first 20 minutes of the game.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school soccer teams here on WCDO. I'd like to go with Tabor Reed tonight, the goalie for Delhi. He was tremendous and kept this a 1-0 game.
He kept it a 1-0 game. It probably could have been closer to a 4 or 5-0 game. Coach Bruce recognized him immediately when he came off the field, gave him the old hug, and said, thank you, pal, for keeping us in the game. And he did a heck of a job. Well-deserving. I don't know what grade he's in, but he's a good little goalie out there.
Yeah, he's a senior, and certainly has kept them in a lot of games this year. Coach Bruce always raving about his goalie.
He's also pretty athletic, right? He's a pretty athletic goalie. Comes out, makes some good plays, and well-deserving of the award.
Finally, tonight is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney. Always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I'd like to go Jake Kingsbury here. He had the assist, and as we said his name a lot throughout this game as just the guy who was creating the opportunities.
I think that he's one of the best players I've seen this year. He has tremendous skill. Everything for UF goes through him. I think Delhi did a good job of taking him away. But in the second half, that's why we didn't say his name as much. But even when they had opportunities, everything seemed to go through him in the second half. Exciting, Nate. He's only a freshman. He could end up, I'm going to say it right now, he could end up being one of the best players in our area ever.
Ever?
He's that good. He's good. He's really good, Nate. I'm telling you.
Wow.
He's good. I'm
going to
say ever.
First.
I'm going to say ever. I mean, he's good. Everything goes through him, and he controlled the whole game in the first half. I mean, I know that there's a lot of really good players, but I mean, okay, maybe not at the high level, but ever in the season D's.
Yeah, he's got a very bright future.
I mean, he might not be John Cook from Lawrence,
right.
But I mean, he's good, Nate. He's better than any player I played against.
Like I said, I'm excited to see what happens to Jake in a couple of years if he's a couple inches taller and continues to fill out, and because he has all the skills.
If you told me right now that he was a senior, I'd be like, okay, he's a good player. But he's only a freshman, and he controlled the entire game. He dominated the game in the first half. Everything goes through him. He's a tremendous player. He's very, very skilled, and even the seniors of the Unitego Franklin team all look to him, all go to him. I mean, he's a tremendous player. I mean, I'm going to say it. I think he's one of the best players I've seen in a long time, and he might end up being one of the best. Okay, in season D's, I mean, there's a lot of great players that played at Oneana and those big, big schools, but for the Tri-Valley and the MAC and the Delaware League, tell me some better players than him.
No, you're right. You're right. It's just I didn't expect you to say that.
He's good. He's really good, and he's impressive. He's just so calm, cool, and collective. He doesn't make any mistakes.
No.
He traps the ball like he's a senior. He He has good shots. He sees the field better than anybody else out there. I mean, it's not even close. Not even close.
So Jake did a really nice job tonight. We're glad to give him our Echo Brands All-Purpose Award here. So, Rich, that's going to wrap it up. We're hoping to do a couple more soccer games this year. I know the Sydney girls play here at Unitigo in a couple of weeks, maybe next week even. I'll have to double-check that, but we would like to put that on our schedule to bring you more local soccer action. So thanks for coming.
It was a great time. I mean, I never called a soccer game. I mean, Nate, you could probably ask me to come and call a badminton game. I'd probably come over here because I like just doing this with you, and I appreciate WCDO for having me.
Yeah, a lot of fun, and a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in Sydney. And don't forget, you can go back in the archives and listen to this game anytime. We'll get that up soon on WCDOsports.com. It's brought to you by SFCU. Again, our final score, 1-0, Unitigo Franklin Boys. Hang on to defeat Delhi here in a non-leaguer under the lights at the U here at Unitigo. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great rest of your night. We'll see you soon on WCDO Sports.
From yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.